Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is under pressure from another member of his war cabinet over the conflict in Gaza. Benny Gantz has threatened to withdraw his centrist party from the government unless a post-war plan for the Palestinian territory is agreed within 3 weeks. With more on Mr. Gantz's comments, here's Paul Adams in Jerusalem.
His concerns really are the same ones that we heard expressed by another member of Mr. Netanyahu's government, the Defence Minister Yoav Gallant, just a few days ago, which is the absence of a clear plan, both for the conclusion of the war in Gaza, but also crucially for what happens afterwards. And so Mr. Gantz is doing something Gallant didn't do, which is to set a deadline of 3 weeks from now, after which he says he will withdraw his party from the coalition. So this really is the latest sign of the very deep divisions that have become increasingly apparent the longer this war has gone on.
Tens of thousands of Israelis have been taking part in the latest protest in Tel Aviv to demand that the government secure the release of all the hostages still being held by Hamas. Relatives of those who were abducted on October the 7th called for an immediate ceasefire. In one part of the city, police used water cannon to disperse anti-government protesters. This man was among them.
This government is taking our country to places that I don't want to see my country go to. And I don't think that's where my parents and grandparents that helped build this country wanted to see this country going to. I see wherever we go, I see corruption, I see lack of hope, I see lack of vision, and we want change.
The head of the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees says more than 800,000 people have been forced to flee Rafah in southern Gaza due to the ongoing Israeli offensive. Philippe Lazzarini said they were having to do so without any safe passage and were fleeing to areas with little water or sanitation. Further bad weather has hampered rescue efforts in the Brazilian state of Rio Grande do Sul, where whole cities have been left underwater after record flooding that killed more than 150 people. Ione Wells is there and has sent this report.
The scale of the damage is immense. Whole roads, whole neighbourhoods, in some cases whole cities underwater. Thousands of people who have had to flee flooding are currently living in improvised shelters, such as one in a university sports hall. The southernmost state is planning at least 4 new tent cities to accommodate people. Many are still stranded in flooded homes. Helicopters and boats are trying to rescue people, but these operations are not without risk. As we flew over the city, the weather turned bad again with heavy rain, and further rescue operations were called off for the day.
Ione Wells with that report. World News from the BBC. Georgia's president has vetoed a controversial new law on foreign funding that has sparked weeks of mass protests. Salome Zurabishvili said the legislation was Russian in both spirit and essence and was an obstacle on Georgia's path to EU membership. But she acknowledged her veto was merely symbolic, as the governing party can overturn it with a simple majority in parliament. The candidate chosen by an opposition coalition in Venezuela has promised that all political parties would be allowed to operate freely if he beats President Nicolas Maduro in July's election. Edmundo González addressed supporters in his hometown, La Victoria.
I want to call on all Venezuelans to join me in a peaceful and orderly change of government. We're going to move from division to union, from the abuse of a few to the rule of law for all.
The former diplomat was chosen by the opposition in place of its first choice, Maria Corina Machado, after the Supreme Court upheld a ban on her holding office. Tunisia's National Guard says 23 people trying to cross the Mediterranean to Europe have been reported missing. The migrants set sail in early May, but relatives of those on board only recently contacted the authorities. Tunisia has taken over from Libya as the main departure point from Africa for migrants hoping to reach Europe. Last year, more than 1,300 people died or disappeared trying to make the journey. The Ukrainian boxer Oleksandr Usyk has become the first undisputed world heavyweight champion in a quarter of a century. He beat Tyson Fury of Britain in a fiercely competitive contest in the Saudi capital Riyadh, which went the entire 12 rounds. The Ukrainian won on points. Fury, who is taller and heavier than Usyk, went into the match as the slight favourite. BBC News.